NHKBB. NHKBB.
Have you been calling?
Good morning. I didn't catch who this is, but I heard somebody respond back. And if I need with your DMR ID, but not your name, which that I'm sure is my fault.
Yeah, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Officer, 8. Over my head.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're in very good, maybe every other word or something of that nature, so. What repeater are you hitting, or where are you located? Hope it's not on my end. Let me look at my bars coming back. I seem to be in there pretty good. NHK, PP.
And I lost. KCK Joe monitoring. Good afternoon, everyone.
Let's see if I can make it. NHKPP.
Yeah, this is KC8KJO, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Where's QSO?
Okay, if you respond, but I dropped out because my scan head was too quick. I stopped it. Now, I might have stepped on you because my scan head took off right away. I got to go in there and turn that down. I got to give it a couple second delay. So he responded back, and you didn't hit it instantly, so it merged onto the priority channel. So I'm going to go fix that, but I can't do it without plugging it in.
I set this all up for statewide one, which is what, 51?
Yeah, you're on state one, statewide 5-1, talk group 5-1, and slot one.
Yeah, that's what I programmed in last night, all top group for all 51 and color code 1. So it shouldn't be making a group call unless I change it to group call.
No, everything's a group call in ham radio. I believe everything's a group call in ham radio. So what you did is that's fine because everybody else can hear us. So sometimes I come across as an expert, but I'm really not. It's just as the world as I know it. But I think everything in ham radio, ham world, is all group call.
Yeah, Margo, I know when I was setting it up, it says contact, it says statewide one, and the goal is, which is Seaman MI5. But if I got to change it, I got to change it. It's no big deal. I don't want to bounce on ARPS or anybody.
No, I think you're okay. If you're not, somebody will say something pretty quick, but I think you're okay. I don't think you have anything to worry about. And the repeater, like I said, you and I chatted last night, the repeater is limited of what it's going to allow you to do. If not, it'll ignore you.
Which is QTH. So I'm in Auburn Hills over by the old palace.
I'm by Oakland University. And I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater because I don't think I have any other ones programmed into this radio, and I have to put some more frequencies in this radio. But so that's where I'm at, about 25 watts back to Mount Clemens by Oakland University. I'm on Walton Boulevard, and I think I'm heading south. I'm heading towards Van Dyke and 25 to meet the family for lunch.
That's what I'm doing, eating lunch. So I'm hitting the Mount Clemens Tower right now.
Yeah, I have to check and see if there's something closer or stronger, or I should just get off my butt and program this thing to do it automatically, which I probably should just do. Let it figure it out, because it's supposed to figure it out. You said you're at North Adams?
Basically off of University, just west of Cross Creek Parkway, over by that Sheik's Palace and Subway and the Jamaican Cuisine.
Okay. Yeah, I was just up there at that memorial, the 911 memorial thing, or the 9/11 and the fallen firemen and all that. I was just at that.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, I'm working, so I took, you know, I'm eating lunch with a coworker while I was showing them the DMR and how it's all run and stuff like that.
Works remarkably well. Just back off. My advice I got for you, back off the mic or figure out a way to turn your gain down. These don't need much gain. DMR, P25, all that fun stuff. It doesn't need much modulation.
Oh, what's your call sign? This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. And I probably just had the mic too close to my mouth. It's an HD.
Oh, November 8th, Kilo Papa Papa. I'm out of New Baltimore, actually. But right now, I'm over here. I had to do some stuff for the fire department on the west side of the state. They did a memorial. About a year ago, we lost one of our firemen, and there's that firewall over there, and they did that big tribute to him, so that's what I was doing.
Gotcha. Did he pass away on the job, or just call of nature, I guess you can say? And if you're a firefighter, thank you for your service. You guys are unsung heroes.
I was at the other side of the state. I'm not at this side of the state, but I still belong to that department on the west side of the state. And it's one of those paid-on-call departments that once you're on the list, they never take you off. So if they need help, they can call you. And I think they helped them about a year ago for a week. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But it's not anything I do regular anymore. You know, I'm too old to do anything heroic. And it's just an advocation. It's not really anything that I've ever made any money at doing. But nonetheless, I like doing it. It's kind of like a dangerous good old boys club.
It's the fact that you did it that matters. You won't catch me going into a fire. You won't catch me on a ladder, any of that. I have a friend who's an EMT down south, and he does on-call fire also. So, like I said, thanks for what you do.
Well, appreciate it. Thanks. So, I make my real money as a salesman. That's my real job, so... But, yeah, it's fun. A lot of friends doing it and stuff like that, and I still help them out. Like I said, that when they had one guy that got electrocuted about a year ago, and I went over there and worked for a week because a lot of them were distraught and didn't show. So, but like I said, all I do anymore is drive and push buttons. So, but, yeah, thanks. So his name was Ethan. They did a memorial on that wall in Oakland County, which was beautiful. So, hey, I got to let you go. I'll call you back if you're still there in NAKPP.
NAKPP 73 from KCAKGO. I'll be around for a while. Clear for now. KCAKGO listening. KCAKGO mobile monitoring. KCAKGO mobile. Why do they call it rush hour when you just sit there?